Sean Edley, first ever visit to Penobont, and you go home with a point.
Yeah, point. You know, clean sheet. Saw from the reaction there at the end from their boys that, you know, they were made up with that. I thought defensively, I thought they were terrific. They threw bodies on the line, which we knew they probably would. You know, when balls were falling to Kai Jones, Sean Bradley, Darren Thomas, you know, there's no better really. But, you know, credit to them, they defended for their lives. They had one or two half chances. You know, Rambo in the second half has made a decent save. But yeah, I mean, to come down south to, you know, to keep a clean sheet. You know, we're a point better off, you know, and we go hunting, you know, that elusive point now in the last two games before the split. So, yeah, I suppose happy considering the amount of players we have missing as well. You know, everyone's put in a massive shift. You know, some players have played in different positions, which is pleasing. So, yeah, we'll go home with a point, yeah, and a clean sheet.
Top six, not mathematically guaranteed after today, but you're a step closer, aren't you?
A step closer, you know, Gwyn, like you said, and, you know, to come down here and not to get anything, that would have been a travesty. But, yeah, you know, a step closer. There's still work to be done, and, you know, we're going to respect, you know, Aberystwyth coming to the Oval next week, which I'm sure will be a great atmosphere. And then we travel down to Cardiff Met, like in the last game. So we've got work to do. You know, we'll have a couple of players back for next week, which is pleasing. And, yeah, we'll go again next week at the Oval.
Transfer window has reopened. You've done some business already. Ben Clark's with you until the end of the season. What else can you share with us?
To be fair, not too much as of yet. There's discussions going on with a player from the Cymru North at the minute. We're hoping to get that one done by Monday. You know, hopefully he'll come into the squad there on Friday. But in fairness, the way we're looking at it is Noah will hopefully be in the squad as well for Aberystwyth. And he'll be fully available then for Cardiff Met. So we're going to see Noah Edwards as a new signing, really. Obviously, like with him still being registered. You know, Crowles has returned back to training, you know, non-contact. So, yeah, we're getting players back. You know, at the end of the month, we get Leo Smith back from suspension as well. So we're happy with what we've got. Obviously, it'd be nice to add, yeah, you know, the quality and whatnot. But, you know, we're not an abundance of riches, unfortunately. So, you know, the lads that I've got already, I know will do a job. And, yeah, you know, like you said, I think it's another point now out of two games that we need to mathematically get there. So, yeah, you know, it's full steam ahead now to Aber next week.
And one name we haven't mentioned is Nathan Craig. I understand there's good news.
Yeah, absolutely. I messaged Nathan this morning. He's messaged the boys. You know, it's his second one, I think, this year. So he's suffering a little bit, like, with the headaches, which I think is normal. But, yeah, I mean, he's on the road to recovery, which is good. We're obviously going to follow, you know, the protocol. You know, I'm liaising sort of every day, really, like with Reece, and we're not going to be taking any chances with Nate, to be fair. You know, he's a crucial part of what we want to do. You know, dubbed, you know, Mr. Carnarvon. So, yeah, no, we'll look after Nathan. Yeah, hopefully he may become available for the Cardiff Met game.